We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, generous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10 KU band and Intercept 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $50 million for Pakistan. In science news, Canadian researchers discovered the biochemical process involved in enjoying music. In community news, bamboo bike manufacturing begins in Ghana. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 2nd, esteemed French painter Miss Berthe Morisot is remembered. Born in 1841 in Bourges, France, she passed away on this day in 1895. Miss Morisot was the first woman in the circle of French Impressionist painters, exhibiting her work in almost all of their shows. Her paintings, described as delicate and subtle, included the use of numerous media and were often of family members. Among her well-known pieces are The Cradle and Eugène Manet and his daughter Julie in the Garden, which is of her husband and daughter. Miss Morisot is considered one of the most important women painters of the 19th century. May outstanding artists such as Miss Berthe Morisot brighten the lives of many with their colorful and unique interpretations of our world.
IN News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association relief news update from the Philippines. A week of sudden heavy rainstorms in the southern part of the country at the beginning of February brought deadly flooding and coastal waves that claimed some 20 lives and left 530,000 people affected. Among the hardest hit were 6,000 families in Jolo Archipelago, where government officials, along with the military, rushed to try and provide emergency aid.
Pagdating ng ano ba, ha? Bigla. O mga ano, hindi pa nakaano ng isang minute. O pag nagkatingin ako dyan, bigla na agad. O lahat na mga nakikita ko, mga yung mga bahay, mga kahoy. O sabi ko sa kanila, alis kayo lahat, alis! Alis, sabi ko sa kanila para makabuhay kayo.
Ito talaga, miss na sa amin. Biglaan naganap ang ano, kahit mga matataas na bahay, lahat, kotse, ano, dala lahat, pati malalaking punong kahoy. Ako lang pati apo ang nakasubay papunta.
With all her tearful love and prayers, on February the 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $20,000 for urgent items, requesting that our association members go to bring comfort to those most in need. This amount could purchase $281,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living, covering their own travel expenses of approximately $2,100. Our association members arriving from the Philippines, Formosa, or Taiwan, and South Korea formed a joint relief team and were able to reach the Jolo region after journeying several days via limited flight and ship transport availability. With the help of two local strangers and passengers on the ship, who expressed concern for the relief team's safety due to local instability, our association members were escorted by the Philippine National Police to the Provincial Disaster Relief Coordinating Office, where they met Jolo Mayor Mr. Hussein U. Amin.
As of the water reached about 10 feet, and some other areas 2-3 feet, about 95% of the residents were totally and partially damaged their properties.
The relief team immediately purchased items most desperately needed by the flood victims, including rice and drinking water, along with soy sauce, vinegar, sugar, and laundry soap. Over the next 2 days, they delivered these supplies to five of the most devastated barangays.
We are happy to know that the almost 5,000 victims were given their necessary relief goods.
The Supreme Master Ching Hai has responded immediately to the needs of the people. The group of the Supreme Master Ching Hai arrival to this community is very timely.
A local radio station live broadcast an interview with a relief team member, providing an opportunity to share about the vegan solution to climate change.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, maraming salamat sa binigay mong kunting tulong dito sa Hulo, sa amin, sa lahat sa amin na nasalanta ng baha. Maraming salamat po.
Our gratefulness to all the caring individuals and Philippine National Police personnel for your caring response to the storm afflicted, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional support. We pray for the Philippine people's soon recovery of their peaceful day-to-day lives, and that such calamities diminish through our efforts to more kindly regard all fellow beings on earth.
Severe weather pummels U.S. Powerful storms swept through midwestern and southeastern states on Monday, February the 28th, bringing rains and tornadoes that claimed at least one life, as well as leaving extensive damage in areas and causing power losses for tens of thousands of people. The fatality was a 79-year-old resident of Franklin County, Tennessee, whose daughter and a boy at the site were also injured. 4 tornado touchdowns were confirmed in Kentucky, where 2 homes were destroyed and others damaged, with 2 people being treated for minor injuries, while another 3 tornadoes were reported in central and southern Indiana. Meanwhile, in northeastern Ohio, heavy rains caused the Gates Mill Dam on the Chagrin River to burst, inundating streets and homes in Willoughby Hills, Willoughby, and Eastlake, with emergency personnel rushing to rescue stranded residents, as a number of other areas were placed on tornado, thunderstorm, and flood watches.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed, saying that emergency funds are available. She also asked that they go, if possible, to render support to the most vulnerable. We appreciate the efforts of all the officials and personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. May such weather intensities become a thing of the past as humanity seeks lifestyles in greater harmony with nature.
Peruvian community suddenly separated by earth opening. An enormous division about 100 meters in width and 3 kilometers long mysteriously appeared in southern Peru's Huacalani district. With at least one house that reportedly collapsed, 4 people escaped safely, but 5-year-old Giancarlos Vilcanqui Acero is still missing. Geophysicists visiting the area are unsure about the cause of this wide gap, but said it was not due to an earthquake. We pray that Giancarlos may be found soon, and that such extreme conditions are eased as we strive to restore our planet through gentler and more sustainable actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Zealand halts trials to produce cloned farm animals. The state-operated agency AgResearch has announced a decision to drop a cloning program dating back 13 years after finding that 90% of the animals died during the trials. The agency's report cites excessive suffering on the part of the animals, with the main ailments listed as spontaneous abortions and an ultimately fatal condition known as hydrops, where the mother's cow's womb fills with water. The report also notes that the cows, sheep, and goats enduring the 13 years of trials also suffered from chronic arthritis, pneumonia, lameness, and blood poisoning. In one experiment, 3 out of 4 calves injected with human DNA were born with ovaries that grew so large they ruptured at only 6 months of age, killing the young cows. We are thankful for New Zealand's merciful decision to stop this cloning practice. May all countries similarly stop the cruelty and unknown dangers of both genetic experimentation and livestock raising, so that all beings may live in dignity and integrity as bestowed by the divine.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile,
diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Grandfather-granddaughter duo save man from fire. As Mr. Bill Blaney was taking 8-year-old granddaughter Carly Woods to school in Ohio, USA, the two noticed a home that had erupted in flames. They immediately called for help and ran to find out if anyone was inside the house. As Mr. Blaney knocked on all the windows, calling out repeatedly, he finally heard a response coming from inside. Rushing into the burning home, he was able to safely rescue resident Charles Page, with Kylie helping Mr. Page to their car ahead of firefighters arriving on the scene. Responding to claims that their intervention was heroic, a humble Mr. Blaney said, "I appreciate those comments, but there are a lot of people in our community and society who contribute much more than what we did. We salute you, Mr. Bill Blaney and young Kylie Woods, for your brave and quick-thinking actions that saved Mr. Charles Page. May we all be inspired towards such an immediate and caring response to those who might be in need." For their courageous rescue, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Bill Blaney and young Kylie Woods with the Shining World Hero Award.
Hollywood's celebrated Jane Russell remembered. The US actress and singer passed away on Monday, February the 28th, at the ripe age of 89. With an acting career that included starring roles in over 20 films, Miss Russell was perhaps best known for her part alongside Marilyn Monroe in the comedic movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. She also acted in films with other renowned Hollywood celebrities such as Bob Hope, Clark Gable, and Frank Sinatra. After adopting three children into her own family, Miss Russell founded the World Adoption International Fund, or WAIF, which became a pioneering organization in easing U.S. regulations to place children from foreign countries with American adoptive parents. As an accomplished singer as well, Miss Russell was also a devout Christian who contributed her time and talent for 30 years to a women's gospel trio, donating all proceeds to churches and adoption groups. We join in sending respectful condolences to the family and friends of Jane Russell. May her soul rest serenely in God's everlasting joy and light.
save our planet. Heavier winter precipitation becoming norm with climate change. The National Autonomous University of Mexico, or UNAM, released a new report affirming that recent heavy snowstorms seen throughout Europe, Mexico, and the United States are linked to climate change. Dr. Carlos Gay, coordinator of the university's research program on climate change, explained that heavier snowfall is consistent with the concept of global warming because warmer temperatures cause more moisture to stay in the atmosphere, leading to increased precipitation. In a colder region with low temperatures, the condensed moisture becomes snow instead of rain.
These extreme precipitation patterns are also expected to continue because of the redistribution of water that is occurring as global warming causes moisture to be lost from polar regions due to ice melt. This explanation of severe snowfall as seen in the Northern Hemisphere's 2010 winter season has been supported by Dr. Athanasios Koutavas, a climate paleontologist at College of Staten Island in New York, USA, who stated, globally speaking, the hydrologic cycle will intensify with more evaporation, more precipitation. We are going to be getting more rain, and the snowstorms will deliver more snowfall than in the past. These are the general predictions, and this winter seems to speak to those trends. Many thanks, Drs. Gay, Koutavas, and colleagues for aiding our understanding of the disturbingly unusual weather patterns experienced in many regions of the globe. Through such insights, may we rapidly adopt lifestyle choices that create fast-acting solutions to climate change.
In her efforts to uplift humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often highlighted the underlying causes of these extreme global events, along with the urgent need for actions to halt them, as in an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
What's more, we have more reports of unending drought, freezing weather, storms, and animal species, and even plant and tree species slipping away faster and faster because they are unable to withstand the global warming consequences. These are truly almost always the consequences of humans' violent actions. The number one action is meat-eating. So we are grateful we have a few more days to help more of our fellow world citizens to change to the benevolent diet to save our planet. But, you know, these days are still numbered. We can't prolong forever. We can stop the disasters, make them go away for good, forever. Make all the unfavorable situations, threatening weather, go away. If all of us switch to the organic vegan diet.
Despite a precarious food situation in the Libyan city of Benghazi, local business leaders donate funds to pay for the meals of thousands of low-income workers from Africa and Asia who have not yet been able to leave the country.
Meanwhile, the response of the international community includes an initial two planes full of humanitarian aid from France, with the European Union, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Kuwait, and the United Nations World Food Programme also sending provisions that include food and medical supplies to assist Libyans and refugees who have crossed over the borders into Tunisia and Egypt.
Appealing for peace in the country, Philippine politician Imelda Marcos, wife of former President Ferdinand Marcos, urges Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to act in a similar manner to her husband, who stepped down in response to a non-violent people power revolution in 1986, saying,
I hope he would be like Marcos, no bloodshed.
The last two ministers of Tunisia's old regime resign, satisfying one of the main demands of protesters.
Following several days of unrest in the industrial city of Soha, protests in Oman spread to the capital, Muscat, as citizens demanded better living conditions and jobs, as well as political reforms and an end to corruption. After Reuters news agency reported that six protesters were killed in Soha, the U.S. called on the Omani government to exercise restraint and seek resolution through dialogue, and the nation's leader, Sultan Qaboos bin Said, sent delegates to negotiate with citizens.
According to news agency Russia Today, Russian officials who have been monitoring Libya's airspace from satellites report that no airstrikes have been directed against the protesters.
As part of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's new law on police, intended to regain public trust, extensive reforms are being applied to the nation's entire police force that will ensure the removal of those who are corrupt or have a criminal past, while requiring that all remaining police personnel understand and uphold Russian law and the Constitution.
With the United Nations estimating that 75,000
30,000 people have become refugees as they flee Libya to neighboring Tunisia. A humanitarian crisis point has been reached as only 2,000 asylum seekers are able to get through the border per hour, leaving some 40,000 currently waiting who lack adequate food, water, or shelter, prompting both the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the UN World Food Program to issue emergency appeals for international help to relieve the situation.
Save our planet. The United Nations calls for a 2% investment of national incomes from countries worldwide toward projects that support green economies, saying that benefits would include increased jobs, reduced greenhouse gas emissions, and improved human and environmental health.
Save our planet. The State Senate in California, USA, passes a bill requiring all public and private utilities to obtain 33% of their electricity from sustainable sources by the year 2020.
Save our planet. With human activities such as excessive deforestation that are threatening the survival of Ghana's only natural lake, the Bosumtwi, the UN Scientific Education and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, launches a $1.5 million project with funds donated by Spain to encourage sustainable development and preserve the region.
Warning news. Canadian experts from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans express concern that genetically engineered salmon, despite being deemed safe for both human consumption and the environment by the US Food and Drug Administration, could combine with conventional salmon and contaminate wild fish species.
Toga Koo, here with my charming wife, June.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
And we are happily following a plant-based diet. We're here to share today's tip.
Hamsters are great friends, fun to watch play, and are easy to take care of.
Fresh vegetables, fruits, except citrus and nuts, are good for them.
Organically grown food is preferred, as hamsters are sensitive to chemicals.
A bowl of clean water daily is also essential for their well-being.
There are vegan foods formulated especially for hamsters in many animal companion stores.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching.
Now for the weather from around the world.
In world news, Japan donates $50 million for Pakistan. The amount will support the efforts of the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, to assist early recovery in areas most affected by the severe flooding, which began in July 2010. 13 million people will benefit from the contribution. Among them are 6 million women and children and many Afghan refugees in the provinces of Azad, Jammu and Kashmir, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Sindh, Punjab and Gilgit-Baltistan. The funds will be used by the UNDP to revive jobs, set up early warning systems and rehabilitate basic infrastructure to help restart public services. Our warm gratitude, Japan, for your great generosity. With heaven's blessings, may nations continue to offer a helping hand and loving heart to treasured brethren.
In science news, Canadian researchers discover the biochemical process involved in enjoying music. Scientists at the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital of McGill University found that when individuals listen to their preferred music, a neurotransmitter in the brain, dopamine, is released. It is associated with pleasurable experiences and is believed to encourage behavior that is necessary for human survival. The results of the study, which employed a combination of innovative imaging technologies, have been published in the scientific journal Nature Neuroscience. Our thankfulness, Canadian scientists, for highlighting the positive effect of listening to beautiful music. May we continue to be enthralled by inner and outer melodies. Up next on Noteworthy News, bamboo bikes in Ghana will help people in rural areas with transportation. We will feed the birds and be right back. More celebrating news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In community news, bamboo bike manufacturing begins in Ghana. The creation of the world's first large-scale bamboo bike production factory was launched by the Bamboo Bike Project and the Millennium Cities Initiative at the Earth Institute of Columbia University in the United States, as well as the Ghana-based Bamboo Bikes Limited. A goal of the project is to manufacture up to 20,000 affordable and reliable bikes annually to assist disadvantaged people living in rural areas with transportation. Bamboo is grown locally and bikes made from it are lighter and stronger than steel frame ones. They can help with basic living requirements such as collecting water, increase access to markets, healthcare, and education. In addition, the endeavor will provide jobs for members of the community. Our accolades and appreciation, Bamboo Bike Project and the Millennium Cities Initiative at the Earth Institute and Bamboo Bikes Limited for this wonderful venture to improve the lives of Ghanaians. May we see more such laudable programs which bring greater convenience and prosperity to many.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Greek entitled New Glasses.
Στον οφθαλμίατρο ο πελάτης ρωτάει «Είναι έτοιμα τα καινούργια μου γυαλιά?» «Μάλιστα κύριε», απαντάει ο οφθαλμίατρος που είναι ένα ωραίο κορίτσι. «Δοκιμάστε τα». Εκείνος το έκανε και ευχαριστήθηκε λέγοντας «Τώρα σε βλέπω πολύ καλά. Χαίρετε νεαρέ μου κύριε».
And now for our viewers' hotline on Iranian dancer Shahrokh Mushkin Ghalam on Enlightening Entertainment.
Your fan from Brazil, Brita, from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Saw him at the Persian conference. He was wonderful. Almaz.
Beauty-loving Brita and Almaz, how nice to receive your enthusiastic comments. The enchanting performances of Shahrokh Mushkin Ghalam can truly give us a glimpse of the celestial realms. May all global citizens have many opportunities to appreciate the artistic gems of each other's cultures on a long-lasting and gentle earth. With our best wishes and love.
Do you have a hotline today? We will be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be uplifted by divine grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
While in Kuwait to attend national celebrations, visiting Bhutanese King, His Majesty Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuck conveys his thankfulness for Kuwait's long-standing friendship and assistance in helping his country through past natural disasters.
Based on its success in certain regions already, Chinese Minister of Civil Affairs Li Liguo states that the government will offer a special monthly allowance for all citizens over 80 years of age, as he also calls for more widespread support of low-income and other disadvantaged elders.
Meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton discuss ways toward peaceful resolution in the Middle East, as well as Russia's ascension to the World Trade Organization, or WTO.
Australia's Productivity Commission proposes allocations of $12 billion Australian dollars a year to offer citizens who suffer from severe disability or catastrophic injury the benefit and security of lifetime support.
As part of a U.S.-Indonesia agreement to enhance bilateral relations, U.S. journalist Rhett Butler, also founder of the popular environmental news site MongaBay.com, travels across Indonesia encouraging community participation to conserve the nation's remarkable biodiversity.
Morocco celebrates the 16th National Andalusian Music Festival in Fez, featuring concerts, art exhibitions, and Andalusian music troupes from around the country, as well as orchestras from Algeria, France, and Spain.
Astronomers at the Space Applications Center in India discover a giant lunar underground cave, which they believe could provide constant temperature and a natural shelter from radiation storms, making it a possible future human habitat on the moon.
With the goal of providing services to all people with disabilities in Ecuador, the Manuela Espejo Solidarity Mission is currently working in Sucumbíos province to provide those in need with equipment such as wheelchairs and other necessary items.
Thousands of New Zealanders assist the quake affected in the city of Christchurch by offering free accommodation and transportation, with Singapore's Air Force also providing planes and expert crews to make timely airlift evacuations and deliver humanitarian supplies.
With its programs approved by both the US and Chinese governments, Benedictine University in Illinois, USA is now a leading center for China-focused scholastic studies, offering accredited degree programs that also further the two countries' relations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.